All right, you guys, welcome back to Four Guys,
One Film.
This week, we watched a movie that I remember very fondly from my childhood, something that scared the shit out of me, The Day After Tomorrow.
Oh, God.
If you haven't seen this film in the past, this is one of those, I think it's like one of the best early disaster films to ever come out. This is before I feel like it became like a Hollywood trope where it's just got to be Dwayne Johnson falling or running or moving in helicopters and shit. But this movie is phenomenal. It's got a lot of really cool facts that I can't wait to get into. But the biggest thing, it's climate change. So it's super topic specific for the last, you know, quarter century. It's been a really well shot. And I think it was pretty cool that they did this so close to 9/11 even. Like, and decided
to
do
it. Just a few years.
Yeah, no, because it's
really awesome right after 9/11.
It was super impactful for, like, New York to feel like they could be part of shit like that, to be honest. Like, to
who gives a fuck about New York, though?
Whoa.
I think a lot of people around 9/11 give a fuck about New York.
We got a few.
There goes our whole East Coast.
I know. East Coast is gone. Nice one, bro.
But
nice one.
The story basically follows a meteorologist who is giving.
I thought it was a climatologist.
Climatologist, yes. A climatologist who is studying the effects of basically the falling polar ice sheets onto the currents the impending doom that could happen over the next hundred thousands of years. Mm-hmm. What ends up happening is one of the ice sheets that falls off is the size of Rhode Island. It pushes whatever the catastrophe to occur a little bit faster, and they end up getting pushed into an ice age now. But the story is all about him trying to help as many people bring awareness to this crazy disaster that's happening. We watch all of these incredible shots of different disasters hitting different major areas. I think I really want to talk about the LA scene once
Jesus
we get a chance
Christ,
to.
Nick. All right.
What?
Hey, look, man.
I thought you were going to make it short.
How short do you want me to be?
Dude, that shit was like 20 minutes long, man.
You give a whole fucking.
I told you 5 minutes. I'm going to take 5 minutes.
I thought he was reading the fucking transcript.
I'll do it if you want me to.
He's reading off Wikipedia.
I don't even. Hey, I don't got nothing on me. I'm just recalling.
Hey, when we said that, like, we didn't give the synopsis the last time, doesn't mean you have to give the whole fucking movie.
You know
movie,
what?
Like,
I'm going to give you the fucking kitchen sink. But anyway, I'll get a little bit more wrapped up. But again, really good shots of different disasters, a lot of budget into that, and just a lot of really kind of scary moments, honestly, that I remember really fearing as a kid. So I do want to get into some of the different aspects of the movies.
What stood out the most about this film? What makes you
it's
remember
real,
it?
Dude.
Like,
so like one
it's
of the
been
things.
20 years.
No, listen. This is fucking. This shit's real. So
it's melting now,
no,
man.
No, shut the fuck up.
The day after tomorrow is today.
No, listen.
My guy.
So in this actually now. Fucking happened. So there is an actual ice shelf that literal thing that they called them, the Larsen B ice shelf in Antarctica, actually fucking broke off, and it was the size of Rhode Island.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
so
but
like there
it
was.
Didn't lead to the cataclysmic.
No, you're right.
Like,
you're
you know,
right.
Cataclysmic issues that are being portrayed in this film.
Yeah, and Pandora isn't a real fucking planet. You want to tell me something else that Hollywood did? Yeah.
No,
guess
no.
What? Dwayne the Rock Johnson doesn't fly a helicopter
and
in San Diego.
He's not a rock. He's not a rock.
No, I get it, but was it just impactful because of the way that it ties to
dude,
the real
no,
world?
I just
like
I
you
remember,
liked it in,
well
in
as
general.
A kid I remember I mean fucking Alexis you talked about how this shit scared the crap out of you. I think this is one of the first movies that I got to watch that I felt like, oh shit, maybe something like this could happen.
That's why I was shitting bricks when I
was
a kid.
We talked about climate change and like, you know, when you're a kid, like all this science, like you don't think about fact checking. You're
no,
just like
absolutely.
That makes sense.
We didn't have There's that back
big
then.
Words.
It's kind of funny. It's like the news. No, fuck the news. Let's just watch this movie. And this is it.
The Motorola Razr at this time.
Yeah, right? Dude.
No, man. We didn't even know what was coming.
Yeah, bro.
No,
there wasn't a sidekick to alert your friends. Your T-Mobile top five couldn't know about the impending doom.
Hey, wow. Same thing for me. 2012,
never had a
bro. I was so scared. I was like,
well,
this might happen, bro.
But that's the thing that I think is that when I saw like movies like 2012, it's just it was so dramatized, like in a way that I felt like this one showed like one dimension of like it's just there was the whole tornadoes and everything that kind of took it away. It was just that was just more visually stunning. But the idea that all that's happening is just ice falls into water, everything gets colder, so, and that's just logical. And it didn't feel like the whole idea of like, oh, the Mayan calendar is destroying everything and now you know different shit's gonna just fall into the ocean.
It wasn't mystical at all. It was just like, yo, this is your guys' fault. It's your fault. Everyone's dead. Like, half the world is dead.
Yeah. And, like, I think this also, like, sparked one of those, like, conspiracy theory shits for me.
Like, the government?
Yeah. Like, the government knows, but they're
Birds
not helping. They don't do shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it kind of felt like a whole big ass ad for global warming to me.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
Which, like, is fine because I do and understand Wendy's. That there's a huge impact that could happen as a turn of us not trying to make a difference and realizing our, you know, imprint on the planet and eventually people down the road. But yeah, I mean, all of it was a little too in your face in the beginning.
Actually, let me ask a question. Because you said it's too in your face, but do you think that because they went so hard, it made people be like, that's never going to happen. I don't give a shit.
No, I think if anything, it did kind of, scared people into like, all right, what's actually happening in the real world? What can we do?
You know, one of our local theaters, Main Place, which typically never played premiere movies, I ended up watching the movie there. Like, it was just, it was.
Back in 05?
Back in 04.
Dude, they had fucking $6 Tuesday movies.
Sick ass hot dogs, dude.
That's expensive.
And I think, you know, as much as we say that actually, this shit like is kind of crazy because it's
and like who didn't get a handy J at the Main Place Mall, dude? Like, let's talk about it.
You gave him.
It was actually all of us. We just
I'm raising my hand because I was hands free. That's why
he was like, whoa.
he was gummy with it. But no, going back, the thing that I wanted to say though is, you know, one of the things I remember, I don't know how long ago it was, but like we've had hurricanes start to hit like the western coast of the U.S. Like, we've had a lot of weird weather phenomenons. We've seen, like, in certain cases that we're getting more fucking water than some of the states that are supposed to. So, like, that's...
A fuckload of snow.
Like, this is a bunch of stuff that's happening that I feel like adds to, like, the whole effects of this movie. I get your whole point about propaganda and shit like that, but...
No, but I'm not saying that in such a bad thing, because I think this is something that needs to be shown to light. I do think that it's very blatant in this film, and it's fine because it's for a good cause.
Yeah.
But I do think, ultimately, like, the science and the way that it's backed, it's, like, should be more, like, apparent in the film, and I feel like they kind of...
Like, you think it was too much BS science?
Yeah, and not enough, like, them kind of... Maybe they should have taken the route, like, Interstellar. Fucking Nolan, like, he actually talked to... You know, NASA scientists and all these people that actually study physics and like all of it behind it, and try to make a movie that's like, it is a little bit kind of like pseudoscience. You're not gonna go to a planet that has like 30 times the gravitational pull of Earth and survive. But
I don't think the point of this movie was to be safe. Like, the whole point of this movie was to exaggerate all the things that could potentially happen.
But that's what I'm saying. It's one of my criticisms. I don't think that... I mean, they should have been thinking about that at that time. But
I think that time they didn't really do that yet. Because, I mean, you think about, like, what movies... Like, in my opinion, the movies that this is really competing against would be, like, The Core would be Armageddon. Like, shit where it's like a meteor. Like,
dude, The Core is a good fucking
movie. The Core is a phenomenal movie, but it's got such bullshit fucking science. That movie is great.
I've never heard of that movie.
Yeah.
Dude, that movie's amazing.
Doesn't that have... Who are we talking about? Who we loved recently? Our favorite bald guy in The Devil Wears Prada.
Stanley Tucci?
Stanley Tucci. That's got the Tucci, too.
Does he?
I swear to God, Stanley Tucci's in Core.
He's like an explosive expert in that. Yeah, I remember.
So it's
awful reviews.
It's a fucking great movie. it's a shitty movie, but it's so good.
I thought it was a fun movie, man.
Does Nicholas like movies that are awfully reviewed?
I don't know what you're talking about.
He's like, Master Disguise.
There's zero examples of that. But anyway, the disasters in this
crazy?
Movie.
You go against the grain, baby, and I love it.
That we've talked about that are yours have done better than the crazy ones that Alexis is like.
That's not true.
I
can show you the stats.
Scott Pilgrim's the only one that's like the outlier.
Hey, Alexis just been manipulating the numbers, so they're all in his favor.
I know, right? I'm just photoshopping all of our.
He's just re-downloading the episodes every time it is.
He's like, I have a 45-minute drive from Santa Monica every day.
He has like a
replay.
He has a farm where it's just his videos on loop.
No, it's dead ass.
Bad idea.
He's a manager now, so one of the things that's on his employee reviews is, do you download my fucking podcast? Yeah.
He's like, if not, you're fired.
You have to listen to all 20 episodes. So
There will be a quiz.
He has Dylan just listen to it all day
on his school iPads and
school
shit.
iPads.
He's like, what do I have to do for 24 hours?
He's like, it's two days.
All right.
So what were we talking about?
The disasters that I wanted to really get into. So, like, you know, one of the scenes that, I mean, this movie did a really good job on its visual effects. I mean, and I know.
I mean, George kept yelling like every 5 minutes. Jesus. Oh my god!
I was just in awe. Like,
he's like,
how long
this
ago? This
20
was?
Years old,
bro. I mean,
what the fuck, guys?
We were fucking seven, bro. Like, I don't remember this. I mean, I watched it once, baby. I don't remember it being that good. Like, the CGI at least, not the movie itself.
I think that honestly, though, you just don't fucking appreciate that when you're young.
I think you're right, because maybe I just thought, I'm like, no, that's real. That's real ice. They're
filming if anything,
it
like
for realsies,
you think like Masters. I think like some of the crazy shit in Master Disguise, or even like the mask. like that isn't crazy CGI, but it's more goofy, is the type of shit that you'd be really thinking is cool as a kid. Versus now you're like, whoa, look at how realistic the Capitol building looks getting ripped out of the ground by a tornado.
Oh, I see. Yeah, so like, now we appreciate those details.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm like, yo, they did that shit on Windows 99? Ain't no fucking way.
No way.
But actually, I was going to mention, nine special effects houses.
Was it XP at that point? Yeah. All right.
Come on, Phil.
I'm just going to say it again. 9 special effects houses worked on this film.
Over a year.
Consecutively. Like, throughout that time.
So no, it's apparent. You can see it.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
I mean, and I wanted to ask you guys,
to you guys.
What was the budget on this movie?
$125 million.
Holy shit. You just knew that off the top of your head? That's impressive. That's impressive.
I carry all this information in my ass. But
is that why it's...
Pull it out.
So this movie did well at the box office.
It did. It got like, I think it was like 380.
Who directed this movie?
Yeah, 386 international.
Oh, you know him for making more of these types of movies.
Who?
Roland Emmerich, I think. He did Godzilla, the 90s Godzilla, the one that was really bad.
No, that was...
Yeah, which is also kind of disastrous.
I mean, this
kind of
also gave me a little Cloverfield vibe.
How does he look like?
Yeah. Cloverfield is an example of a great...
I love Cloverfield.
Oh, he looks like...
I didn't mind it. Dude, I think it was also one of the ones that invented shaky cam.
Dude, look at his fucking goddamn gap in his teeth, man. Holy shit.
I didn't like the reveal for that one. It just took too long for me, and it was just...
I think it was a different way to handle monsters, which is cool. But one of the things I wanted to ask you guys, so we see a lot of different scenes, you know, we see how much they poured into showing hurricane shots, how much they showed into showing, it even felt like they did a little bit of earthquake, but it was mainly the tornado ripping into the buildings.
Also the eye of the storm.
Being in the eye of the storm, being close to freezing. I know Andre, our producer, made a really good point. He's like, honestly, that seems like one of the best ways to die. It's cold, like you're not feeling anything because you're so numb and it's fast. You're suddenly freezing.
I beg to differ. I don't know if you've been in like the freezing cold. I feel like
no,
it'd
but
be an atrocious
the,
way
the fact
to
that
die.
You're sh-
George,
it's,
when
it's
the
not
fuck have you been in the freezing cold,
bro? I lived in fucking Georgia for like
that
I,
ain't cold.
I,
he
it's
tells
cold.
Us every time
it's cold out there.
I think he moved to Georgia.
He just
for
asked
a bit,
me.
Actually,
he's like 1 degree. That's crazy.
I wouldn't be shocked if he moved to Georgia.
No, Washington D.C. was also freezing
Georgia.
During
Dude,
the winter.
Chicago? You haven't been to Chicago?
Yeah, but D.C. was freezing, bro. I couldn't even stand being out there for more than
guys.
Like 10
I've been
minutes.
To Mount Baldy.
Yeah.
Chicago -30 player.
I don't know how it compares to D.C., but it was cold.
But regardless, the difference that you're seeing here, though, is you're right. That's slow death to cold exposure. These guys are talking about like how it would be suddenly shocked down to -150 degrees Fahrenheit. So you would die in seconds. You weren't dying before. Like you were cold and it sucked. But you could, if you were outside and you were like, oh, this fucking sucks. I'm walking.
Wait,
and then you just die.
Would -50 kill you instantly?
Like, -150?
Oh, you said 150. Okay.
-150. It was freezing. It was freezing flags. It was,
and we're talking about crazy. Fahrenheit, fellas. And now out there, most of the world is Celsius.
Yeah,
so.
You guys
120.
This is America?
Celsius.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
We have real numbers.
Yeah. Real numbers, okay? This movie is so American that we invaded the Mexicans. That's how American
Wow.
Cleared their debt.
Yeah.
Our country.
That was a hard M.
The United States of Mexico, brother.
And
George
didn't even
have papers. Imagine that.
And then they didn't even have fucking oil, which is the craziest
this
part.
This movie is so real.
Full on invasion.
This movie is so real that a really
Wait,
old ass motherfucker ends up president.
Oil. What are you talking about?
He did.
Just like us.
No, but they didn't do it for the oil.
Oh, okay,
they did it for the warmth.
They did it for the freedom.
Yeah. They did it because they wanted to go
Secret
to TJ.
Secret ploy to get oil.
They caused the global
That's
warming themselves.
The vice president didn't want to say shit because he knew that if they invaded Mexico, they'd get some fucking oil. The thing that I wanted to ask you guys is, I guess, being in all this or seeing these disaster movies, like what to you makes the most sense for something to be fucking afraid of? Like, I don't know. Every time I think about tornadoes, like, I'll be honest, they're terrifying looking, like the way that it handled L.A. But, and I know they're not so, like, you don't get so much of a fucking warning, but you definitely get way more of a fucking warning than you do something like an earthquake.
Yeah, like, honestly, you could see it coming at least.
I had an experience in Oklahoma where I drove through the center of a
You're
storm.
You're just plowing all the white girls in the United States,
no,
huh?
No, but I was driving through Oklahoma, and I literally got a tornado warning. It was like 30, 40 mile per hour wind. My car was shaking. I couldn't see further than the foot in front of me because it was raining so hard, and there was thunder and lightning going off like every, I don't know, like 30 seconds. It was nuts. It was the worst experience ever. Fuck that place. Tornadoes suck.
Well, I'm kind of curious. So, because, and maybe Andre, you can help us out with the research in this, like which natural disaster kills the most people in the U.S.? And I want to specify the U.S. because obviously other countries might just be underprepared. But like, I feel like tornadoes got to be one of the smaller ones because typically the states that are going
to... They don't happen often.
And the states that get it have sellers.
So it's actually a really big natural phenomenon that only occurs in the U.S. mainly because of the way that how flat
the plains are.
And the way that the I think it's like the warm wind from Mexico comes in and the cold air from Canada. And then they mix in the middle. And it's so flat. It's perfect for this to occur. But it doesn't happen often in other places in the world.
No, you're 100% right. Which is crazy. I remember when I was younger, I was like...
The fact that he knew the science was fucking crazy in itself.
I'm kind of impressed. Yeah, I did not expect that.
I looked into it because the tornado suck.
Yeah, he was in the middle of a tornado.
I got through it. I survived this.
But how?
I need to understand why it's fucking...
I'm like, God, why? Why me?
So floods are the biggest causes of death. I mean, and that kind of makes sense because...
In China, too.
You know, that kind of makes sense, though, in general, because for me, the thing about, like, something like a flood versus, like, a big hurricane or an earthquake or a tornado is that, like, earthquakes happen so few and rare that are huge that actually can cause a giant death toll that we're probably not taking into account, like, the frequencies of deaths under, like, extreme floods. But
man, it is not safe to live in, like, China.
So even tsunamis.
Jesus Christ.
I mean
4 million people died in the China flood, 2 million in the Yellow River flood. Fucking the earthquake in 76 healed all fucking 750,000 people. Holy shit. Dude.
What for you guys, like, what's the scariest idea of a natural disaster? Like
a tsunami.
I think I'm tending to agree with you because I feel like those are way more sudden.
Even though we're not, like, where we particularly live, it's not going to happen.
Yeah, we have all our fault lines already on shore, so it would have to be further off, like, into the ocean.
It'd have to be like Hawaii.
Yeah, so.
No, but, like, I think just seeing a giant impending wall of dune, like, just of water coming down at you is scary.
No, yeah, it's horrifying, but luckily I don't...
Like sandworms.
We're not prone to tsunamis whatsoever in the West Coast,
right?
I mean,
we could.
I'm not, at least.
Alexis can't swim, so he's not gonna be near water.
I can swim.
Fuck you. What about you, Alexis?
I don't think I'm scared of, like...
I'm not even scared of earthquakes either. Like,
yeah, it's more of the fact that I may be separate from my family or my loved ones, and it's like, do I take care of myself or do I go for them?
You're not scared more of the disaster itself. You're about the repercussions.
Yeah, the repercussions.
I think that's a very real thing. Like, I was thinking about this movie before we even watched it. And, like, I remember going through different phases in my life. Like, I don't know. We've all talked about this, I think, in certain podcasts. When I was young, I remember having these, like, vivid dreams of, like, whether it be some sort of danger at school or something like a disaster happens, and how I would do something super heroic or something crazy, and, like, oh, I'd be like an action star. I'd do a zombie apocalypse, do this, this, and this. And nowadays, like, you know, I go through college and stuff and early work, I'm like, oh, my God, it'd be so nice to just die in one of those and not have debt. And then now,
Jesus Christ. That's not what I'm thinking at all.
No. But now that I have, like, significant others and stuff, you know, I'm just like, oh shit, like, I can't even think about myself. I just need to make it home to, like, these people in my life that matter and make and pray that there's no, like, fallout that really affects me and my loved ones.
No, you know what's crazy? The movie, I don't know if you guys watched The Impossible. It's about the tsunami that happened in the Philippines. That movie fucked me up because it was exactly talking about these points.
Shit.
Literally, the tsunami itself was devastating and, like, tons of people died. But the movie focused on the family and the aftermath and how they had to recuperate and they couldn't find each other. They're in a foreign country. They don't speak the language. And, like, they're basically, like, it's not just about me dying here. Like, my two kids are out there and they're separated from their father. And the entire movie, you're like, shit, are they ever going to find each other? Mm-hmm. And luckily, I mean, I don't want to spoil it, but, like,
It
turns out okay. But it was fucking scary to watch. And the fact that it was based on a true event, it just, like, it fucked me up. It was a good one. If you haven't seen that disaster movie,
I remember when I was young, like, you know, being obviously foreigners, all of us, like, my mom trained in me that if an earthquake ever happened, she was like, I need you to memorize your grandparents' number in Colombia so that if you ever get access to a landline or something that can access them and our phone systems are down, you can call them, notify them where you're at. And then when we get access, like, it's like a third point. You know, we didn't have anybody else in the U.S. that we could call at the time. Like,
wait, does Colombia have, what's their natural disaster? Are they also earthquakes?
You know, they don't have. Like, Chile gets earthquakes in, like, South America. Like, Peru, they'll feel them if they're really fucking crazy.
No, I think Colombia's cocaine.
That's a natural resource.
Our natural disaster is white people coming into our country and pillaging it. That's what ours is. Yeah.
Okay. He's like, fun pixie sticks? Let's go.
Yeah, it's
booger sugar?
Ours is, what is it called? Not colonization, fucking...
Repopulation?
No.
Gentrification?
Gentrification is our natural disaster. Yeah, that's what it is.
Oh, you know, I think what scares me more about natural disaster is the after effects, like the looting and the marauding.
Oh, dude, yeah. Dude, the idea of like, I mean, it kind of starts to feel like a zombie apocalypse or something else. Yeah. Like everybody fends for themselves. Like, people are crazy.
I think that's one thing that we, I brought up too as well. Like, during the movie, I was like, hey, dude, like, if some shit like this goes down, like, you gotta have supplies. Like, you gotta be ready. You gotta have a fucking. A generator. You gotta have gasoline.
George, you're not allowed to any of the stuff that I have. I'm like,
I know exactly. I know a guy, guys. We're good.
He's like, he's not letting us in.
What's stupid about that though is lately, every time I have a conversation with that, I'm with my girlfriend. It's never an earthquake disaster kit or a fire. It's a fucking like zombie prep. She's like, we gotta get a crossbow.
We gotta get our hands on a crossbow.
We going to Costco. We going to Walmart. Where's the supply? I'm like, we're worried about zombies.
I'm glad you bring this up because I feel like the best way to avoid zombies is to have like a night suit. You know, like a the metal full metal suit because there's nothing to bite.
Well, yeah, but then you can't move.
You could just wear like work like overalls like for work.
Carhartt.
Like, yeah.
Or Carhartt.
We gotta stick up on
Carhartt. You know what would be
Carhartt sales after this?
You can't wear Carhartt. You're not allowed. Me and Nick are the only people allowed in this fucking room to wear Carhartt. Number one. Number two, you can wear chainmail.
Collar.
Chainmail.
Like, I feel like people forget.
It's too heavy, you know?
What about Velcro?
No, because it can still rip.
You're stick to them.
Which side, though?
You're abrasive, so you're killing
right?
me.
So Alexis would die in a zombie apocalypse. Okay, yeah. So we got that. All right, off the list. Yeah.
Do you think they'd eat them ass first or what?
Well, I'd hope so. Yeah. I'd hope so.
No, they're going to go for the face.
Hey, if it's one thing that zombie apocalypse shows or movies have taught us is that the real monsters are the humans.
Really?
You don't got to worry about the monsters.
Isaac just admitted
you got to worry about other people trying to kill you and loot you.
Isaac just admitted he'd shoot somebody in an earthquake. Yeah. It's like a 4.0 and he'd just kill people.
It's like no reason.
Oh my God. He's like, wow, I think that light bulb.
Hey, you guys are lifelong friends.
Hey, I got to protect my property.
Tease their own.
Life, liberty, poverty, boys.
Exactly. Yeah, it's one of the amendments.
America.
Sure. Yeah.
Squawk!
So we got a chance to talk about a lot of the different types of like disasters and disaster movies out there. I mean, going into this, I kind of wanted to ask you guys what you felt about like the characters in the scenes in particular. Like, what stood out to you?
The characters aren't very interesting, are they?
They're kind of forgettable, to be honest.
It really didn't even add about
the show.
Honestly, like, what the director portrayed in, like, the scenes was better than what they were saying. Like, the dialogue was shit.
Yeah.
Some of the visual effects of, like, the when they're talking about science were just shitty.
But I think that's actually what it looked like back then. Because even today,
that sad ass like little diorama that they had playing on the screen every time. It was the same one. I was like, nothing's changing.
Well,
what are they looking at?
It's getting worse.
They're like, it's gonna get real cold.
It's just, I'm not gonna lie. I think I disagree. I think it was getting bigger. But it was the same satellite image because it was just slowly showing that the hurricane was growing.
George, you understand they had fucking dial up back then?
No, I just thought it was funny because just like, I mean, to today's standards, you're kind of like. Nothing's really going
on. That was 20 years ago, you dick, like you said.
It's changed.
I get what
it's
you're
changed.
Saying. I get what you're
but
saying.
I mean,
I see George's point, though.
I see your guys' point. I think a lot of the... I did like some of the side characters, even in the library sections, because, like, I don't think... The homeless guy was cool. Even, like, the small discussion of the, like, the two people who are really into books and stuff like that. Like, just bringing up that part that, like, I don't think I ever really processed as a kid, and maybe even now just process as an adult like that. Someone's trying to say, like, look, this is, like, something that could potentially like destroy us if we don't take care of it, and it's clearly doing a gigantic impact on New York that has so much history, especially the public library. So he's like, I'm gonna preserve a little bit of history with me, like if I can carry this and say like this is something that's important to me.
I get what that scene was trying to show, but I'm like, bro, there's gonna be a lot more books that survive this.
Who's
like,
but that's the point. Isn't the book? That's like what he just did was save
the representation of.
What he saved is the literal equivalence of like the Declaration of Independence. It's a book older than that.
Yeah,
it's the first book ever printed. So I liked that they
technically it wasn't. But
the Gutenberg Bible is the first book ever printed. You wanna get fact checked, motherfucker? I'll fact check you right
honestly,
now.
Honestly, pull it up. Nick is so confident
I'll
about
my
that.
I'll
rip it out, dude. I want to see a 2-inch Punisher.
You want to feel it? That's a different
exactly.
But no, I liked the little like things that they added there. One of the scenes that fucked me up as a kid, actually more than anything, was the wolves. I know that it looked like, I remember being like kind of not afraid of dogs and shit, but like afraid of the idea of like being able to something find so an savage animal in the, like in the dark. I watched this like as a kid, so every time I remember going down like my stairs at night or anything like that, like there's a scene where you all you see is them kind of lurking in the dark, oh, and their eyes are glowing. Light.
Yeah, yeah, I remember that.
Oh, that shit used to like as a kid, I'd just visualize that shit in the shadows. So I remember all
that. It's the Epic of Gilgamesh.
But this printed. I'm not saying first book ever made. I'm saying first book ever printed. Make sure you get that shit.
And type less loud.
What about you guys? Like, what did you guys feel about different scenes?
I'm gonna type like Chris.
Jesus Christ.
I'll wait for him to
cut
finish.
Cut that.
Let's wait for him.
Nope. According to Google, it's called the Demon Sutra.
The Demon
Diamond Sutra.
Diamond Sutra.
What the fuck?
The Demon Sutra. That one sounds more interesting.
The Demon Sutra. The
Fat check, Sutra. Nick.
Where's that? Let me see what it says.
Tang Dynasty. That's a drink, man.
This is the first book ever printed?
Yes. It's 868 AD.
Nick, I believed in you. What the fuck?
I didn't get a chance to hear from you. What was your favorite, like, or I guess what
scenes? Oh, back
really
to me?
All right, yeah, and we're back, ladies and gentlemen.
So one of the scenes that scared me as a kid was when the reporter's doing his thing and then this giant ass bus just comes straight at him, and that like really scared me as a kid. But
no,
now
it was a sign.
Was it a sign? Oh yeah, it was a giant billboard.
It was the sign,
yeah,
that took the reporter out.
It was a billboard. Okay, so I'm referring to the billboard that just smacked into this guy as he's reporting.
I didn't expect it. Honestly,
no, I remember like well, like Isaac was saying that scene in particular would replay on FX.
You gotta die for the craft, baby. You gotta die for it.
Yeah, that was the scene that they'd replay on FX when they were like, FX has the movies.
But that just kind of like reminds me of how stupid some of the people in this film were, because you know they say shit like, "Oh my god, it's getting closer," and then they die.
But no,
yeah,
no,
then there's a guy with a camera.
That's like, hey, no, listen, that's fucking. I think that's real as shit. If it was an earthquake in LA, I think Californians and people who come here are more prepared. But because it's the first time a tornado has ever touched, they're like, "Whoa, this is crazy."
They hit it on the nose, because like now with modern technology, I think it'd be even more people doing that.
Yeah,
it's like before, not everyone had cameras.
Dude, they wouldn't
like
even
that
look up from their phones.
Now everyone has it in their pocket, so they're like,
they do a stupid TikTok.
I'll be live on TikTok or Instagram, be like, yo!
I'll be with my giant magnifying glass fucking lens. I'll be taking pictures from like 400 feet away.
You're like, dude, that guy got fucked up.
Have you seen that? Damn, have you seen that meme where is that fucking guy in Buffalo, Oklahoma, somewhere? And he's like, here it comes, and there's a tornado. That's gonna be me, bro. I swear to God, it's gonna be amazing.
That's a real city, by the way.
But you know, I actually even thinking about that though, to be
fair, that's where I got hit by a tornado.
It was George.
You think, bro? I drove through that shit. I'll record it for the gram.
You know, one thing that I think movies like this would also benefit from though is showing like a brief period of different people from different cities. Like you got like I actually think the LA scene was fucking great. Like
they showed us Tokyo.
They showed us Tokyo. Well, Tokyo was a very little bit with the hailstorms, but like, I wish they would have expanded more on like the widespread disaster in Tokyo and then going to a place in Europe. Like, actually, it's pretty shocking that this place they decided to show Tokyo over fucking Europe. Like, I feel like every like major picture usually decides to show as many white people as possible from as many different fucking places.
I love how like certain parts they were just like, no, fuck them, they're dead. Yeah. Everything past this line in North America, gone.
Yeah.
Wiped.
What about them?
What about the Canadians?
Fuck them.
No, honestly,
they're already dead.
Okay. What about you, George? What was your favorite scene, or what kind of stood out to you? What was impactful?
I mean, I don't know if there's one specifically that stood out to me. There was a lot of ones. Like, I mean, in the beginning when the ice is like breaking off and they're just
ISIS.
No, the ice is breaking off.
Different words.
Jesus
this
Christ.
Happened near 9/11. Good point. It could have been.
They weren't there yet. They weren't there.
This was all.
It was a global conspiracy. They're seeding clouds in Saudi Arabia.
That's what
Dubai.
Happens. That's what they're doing now.
Exactly.
Holy shit!
It's a global conspiracy.
We're uncovering it now, ladies.
No, that scene, and then also the scene where the guy breaks through the freaking glass, and it turns out they're on top of a mall.
Oh yeah.
And that's how like much snow has fallen. That was that kind of like I'm like, oh, they're just kind of walking around, and then
dude,
out of nowhere.
That was a lot. That was like they
no,
should have showed the guy dying.
For me,
that was
it was
worst.
A lot, but it also showed the grand like scale of things, because it's like, oh shit, they're not just walking on like frozen over ground. They're on top of a fucking mall and a about building.
Like, that's like got to be like at least 20 to 30 feet.
So that fucked me up. I was like, wow, that's a really good use of like they had to work with.
No, but imagine the repercussions of an event like this. Like, imagine what's going to happen to all that snow.
Imagine. That was the whole movie.
Yeah. Imagine.
Well, even just like, again, going back to the fucking disasters we just talked about. What comes after the snow is flooding.
Yeah,
and like we already know that California.
So this is not even the end of it. This is like just the beginning.
That's just
to the tip of the iceberg.
Oh shit!
Wow.
God damn. Wow.
But everyone's in Mexico though,
so. And we're the Titanic.
Yeah. And Florida.
And Florida.
El tipo del icebergo.
Oh.
Damn.
Sheesh.
How do you say iceberg in Spanish?
Iceberg.
Berga.
Bergas. Why'd you say like
that? Icebergas. That's good. That's all. Why'd you say it in Japanese, actually?
Yeah,
that's what I'm questioning.
That's my question.
I think
he's so fucking racist.
He's so racist in this episode.
No, it's because it was in Japan, too. I'm just I'm including our Japanese.
No, but they didn't make it to Mexico, bro.
Yeah, well,
literally,
you know where they went?
No, no way.
They went to Peru.
Peru. That's exactly. Hey, no, they went to
Peru.
Dude, I think your dad would have preferred to die in the California. He's like, fuck,
he's like, dude, I gotta go back to Peru. Fuck that
shit.
You know, but like, actually, thinking about it too, there's so many movies where I always feel like I'm like, oh, even like zombie apocalypse. It's like, oh, escape to a boat. This probably actually is one of those too that you can't do that. Like, being surrounded by that much water probably perpetuates this whole,
and then
like, you're going to freeze.
You would have frozen to
death. Well, you got
to
do, like, 2012, bro. They all escaped to the fucking Moses
the fuck up,
boats, just the fucking...
That were magically built.
The Ark.
Yeah. In China?
Yeah.
China.
No, you got to head for the mountains. I think that's the only place.
To the mountains?
Yeah, because if you build, like, something in a base in a mountain, it's above sea level.
If you build it, they will come.
You would have freezed to death either way.
No, but if... Look, at least you're above sea
level. So what's your strategy? Tell us your strategy right now. What are
you
doing?
You head to the mountains.
This movie.
And you go into a multi-million-dollar base is already pretty.
Right.
Like, you got that
easy peasy.
So you're trying to buy a plot of land. Let's say like 100 acres, right?
You fucking go wherever Bill Gates go. And Elon
you think
Musk,
Bill Gates is going to fucking tell you?
Well, that's what's crazy.
What if on the news it's like Bill Gates killed himself? Fuck.
Oh, God, dude.
Fuck, now what?
Fuck, that was my plan.
That's just because...
Fuck,
just,
boys.
He
okay,
only
now
did,
it's bad.
Bitcoin, 30 cents.
It would specify, though, it's because he was on Epstein's list. That's why he killed himself. It wasn't,
Bitcoin goes
it
to 30
to
cents.
This.
I'm killing myself. Fuck. It's fine.
Yeah. Elon?
If there's a 4.0 earthquake, Isaac will kill you. Fine. So it doesn't matter.
It's over, man.
But no, what about you, Isaac? What's
you
your strategy?
To the high ground.
What's my strategy?
Yeah. You're
like, stay home.
You know what I would do is like, I would... get all my trucks, make a wall or a perimeter around my...
Damn, he's already Republican.
Yeah. Like,
getting on my goddamn trucks, man.
Make a whole perimeter, right?
My truck's going to step all the water.
I got like...
It'll do it.
I got like four like industrial grade generators in my yard. Bring them over here.
Right.
I got like 400 gallons of gas and diesel.
Right, and then what?
And then I'm just chilling here, man. I got like 400,000.
All right. So that's a way to stop the looters and the people.
That's how you create an ozone hole.
How do you stop the like 20 feet of snow that's going to land on top of you?
Right.
Buddy, you build around it. Okay.
Build around. He's like,
he makes it seem so easy.
He's like, hey, you know what? Like,
you just burn more fuel.
He's like, I run a landscaping business. I got Mexican labor up for days. All right?
He's
we're
like,
building
he's like, give us 20, 30 minutes. It's all gone. It's gone.
What's up with this Al Pacino Scarface?
I'm buying tacos for the guys. We're getting it done.
First of all, you know it's not tacos. It's Coronas and beers.
Trumful's still going to be open, bro.
I know. Like, you got to give them the Coronas after work. You buy them tacos for their break.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
George turned fucking Cuban all of a sudden.
George, you come from like...
I can't do a bad Mexican accent.
Nick is Japanese.
Too,
guy turns
too close
Cuban.
To
George,
you wouldn't need
to. You're like the most fucking frijol motherfucker in this room.
But I can't do a bad Mexican accent. That's why I got to do another Latin.
Hey, dog, you know what you need to do? Is just talk. And it's right there. You don't need to do shit. You need to add.
No. My Spanish is great. Fuck you.
No, I want to hear your Spanish. Let's go.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good.
Nah, I heard him. He stutters way too much.
Yeah, dude.
That's just me in English too, bitch.
Yeah. You just can't speak.
I can't talk.
Yeah.
It's his ADHD.
So the day after tomorrow.
It's called ADHD.
You're not safe. I want to know your plan. What are you doing?
What am I? I'm going to fucking Isaac's.
Jesus Christ.
I'm like, hey, bro.
Isaac's like, ooh. Wait, I only got enough food and fuel for
we're in California. You guys are hunkering down rather than going south, like they tell you to. Are you guys actually following this shit?
So this is a movie, and it's not real.
No,
and I don't think.
Wait, put yourself.
What?
George did an epiphany. It depends.
Torah is not real. That bitch is. Well, fucking Nick, so we follow what the movie does, because that's real.
I'm saying no, because
put yourself in the world.
So wait, has the government never given you a mandated fucking order to do something like stay indoors?
I'm heading to the mountains.
Okay, so if they tell you go south, you're going north to the mountains.
You don't want to go where the masses are anyway. That's impeding
too much traffic. Yeah, way too much
you're
traffic.
You're fucked, bro. You can't even get that far. Like, especially
George, the car won't make it.
George's like, I can't cross the
I can't cross back. What if everything goes okay?
What if it was a false alarm?
They were just trying to get me to cross.
Hey, but I'm already here. God damn it.
They got all of us.
He's like, my DACA?
Damn,
fuck.
They got me. God damn it. Then just Trump at the White House. He's like, we did it, boys. They're all back home.
He's like, all those frijoleros, they're out of here.
Bad hombres, south.
Wall, right the fuck up.
We're gonna make them pay for it.
They're done. They're done.
I just took them out of the
He's
country.
Like, that wall gonna look like the DMZ in Korea, man. There are fucking landmines everywhere.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, I get it. I kind of want to hunker down too. I think there's a fucking. As much as I don't want to, I want to listen to like an order like that. I think there's a genuine fucking feeling of like, I don't want to lose my shit. Like, I worked hard for this, and
Well, that kind of reminds you of remember when Hawaii got the false alarm for the missile?
Oh shit! Yeah, and everybody was like, oh, "We're about to die." Like,
yeah, I think a lot of people just kind of like, "Okay, this is happening. I can't do anything about it."
I gotta imagine how many people like just did some crazy shit because
they what I was gonna say.
Sorry, Gator.
George.
Sorry, excuse me.
No. Look. Let me finish. I think that's true, but they didn't actually have it happening in front of them. If I saw all that shit,
right,
and okay, then I'm like, I'd be like, this is actually happening. Like, it's actually a do or die.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
The Y thing, I feel like it's kind of like, it might be a thing.
Yeah, in that case, I'm taking the carpool lane. I don't care, guys.
You know what I would do? I'd probably break
the lock.
I'm breaking the lock.
There's a bunch of abandoned, like, military bases in California. I'd try to
Seal Beach,
yeah.
That's a good point, too.
Seal Beach.
I don't know. I mean,
no, I think the military would shoot you on sight, bro.
Not if it's abandoned.
Is the Seal Beach one abandoned?
Okay, Isaac, for you, what's your favorite scene for the movie, or what do you think?
I think it's when, like, fucking Jake Gyllenhaal is trying to, like, act like the macho character. I don't know. I just thought it was funny.
When did that happen?
Like, you're talking about when he's running with, like, the guy?
Yeah. Yeah. He's like, I can do it. So I'm Jake Gyllenhaal.
that's exactly what he did.
It's
crazy because throughout the whole time,
little baby face Jake Gyllenhaal,
we just couldn't get George to stop talking about Donnie Darko.
The whole time, what the fuck is up here?
He's like, is that Donnie Darko?
It's Donnie Darko.
Is that Donnie Darko?
Is Donnie Tardo?
Is that Double D's, yo?
You know, but I think that's when the science also started getting weird to me. Like, this whole idea of, like, shit permanently freezing. Like, I gotta imagine some shit can't fucking freeze the same as other shit, you know?
Like, there's actual fucking fire. Right.
But also, it's, like, it's freezing instantly, but, like, in order.
Like, some things gotta freeze faster than other things.
Somehow they made freezing, like a character.
And it's very visual.
Like a monster.
It's creeping up on you, and it's just like you probably wouldn't be able to see it. Like,
I think if something like that did happen, it would just happen like instantly. There's no like, oh, it's coming at you.
Well, you know, that's what's crazy though, because I mean, not to get like a little sciencey, but like, you know, like you've heard of like super cold liquids or something like that. I forget what they're called. Like, it's like a liquid that is cooled past freezing, but it's like done so
sub-zero.
It's done slowly, so it gets to a point where, like, if you shock it, like, you ever seen, like, a can where it's, like, it was put in the freezer, and you hit it, and it immediately freezes over. But you can see that it's, like, slowly freezing from the impact
point. I've actually had that happen to me once with a water bottle.
Yeah.
But the thing is that I looked into it, and it's because of the way that the crystallization forms on the bottle from you smacking it.
So it's
not necessarily, like, the actual liquid itself or how cold it is.
It's just a reaction.
It's a reaction, and it's that Goldilocks zone where it's, like, it's almost freezing, but it hasn't quite.
I love you, but you're wrong. It is.
No, but what I'm explaining, but that's what you're talking about.
You're trying to fight with the engineer right here?
So, no.
No, but isn't that what you're talking about?
You're right, actually. You're 100% right about the crystallization, but it's brought past its freezing point. But because, like, I don't know what it is about water in particular or certain liquids, but
oh, because there's no impurity, so it has to be water that's like very like alkaline.
Wait, no, wait,
you could do that with Coke. You can do it with Coke. Yeah. You can do it with sodas too. It's just about like the state of movement.
And what is
like,
it then?
It's like the movement and vibration of the molecule. School, so when you smack it, a sudden shock.
Isaac, you're not adding anything.
Like,
to this. Fucking
like actually allows it to.
That's
freeze.
True. Because when water's cooled down to freezing temperatures, the molecules are essentially vibrating.
Yeah.
Like slowly, right? Like that, right?
Yeah.
Or
so
not slowly.
Not an absolute
fast.
Zero.
But I wonder if that's essentially what this is trying to show, right? Like, is that like essentially like a portion or something got shocked, and then slowly everything's building
cascaded.
That frost and freezing. The air, everything around it is just freezing and getting to that point.
No, I get what you're saying, but like also the way that they just made it, they fucking made it into a monster.
It was a little
visually,
cheesy, but I did like that it gave like the weather, like Alexa said, like a bit of characterization. Like it's a threat that we can see.
Yeah.
Because it's like, you know, like you have like movies nowadays that are trying to do like invisible monsters and stuff like that, and they really push it with like sound and other things that I don't know if they had really thought back in the day. So back in the day they really relied on visuals. They're like, you're not going to understand that the wind stopping suddenly means that they're in the eye of the storm. They had to show them, holy shit, all of a sudden the day is clear as fuck.
And
we're in the eye.
And you have to create a suspense as well. Like,
yeah.
Because it's not like, oh fuck, we understand the fucking science behind this.
Actually, I bet this movie was really good in a movie theater.
Oh, dude, it was.
Because it was the sound, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was scared shitless as a 7-year-old watching this.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You saw it in a movie
theater.
Well,
I mean, I'm kind of excited. I mean, we talk about disaster movies, I think, are for me, like, even more impactful than, like, typical horror movies, because I don't really fucking care for the supernatural shit as much. Like, monsters and stuff like that. Like, it's not even just the lack of belief.
That's a separate question, dude.
It's not even lack of belief for me. It's one of those things where it's like, if I'm in The Nun or something else, like, I'm just going to accept it.
You're in The Nun?
Like, I'm saying if
boy.
Buddy.
You know.
I don't know about that.
Player's going to play.
Hey, bro.
Haters
gonna
hate. You know how nuns work, but.
Yeah.
If I'm in any one of those settings, though, like, I'm not out here trying to fight, you know, demons and ghosts. You know, I'm not trying to fight,
like a demon slayer or something like that.
Yeah, no, I'm not. You know, no Kimetsu, no Iba for me, you know, none of that shit.
Right.
But what I am going to do, like, in this situation is obviously try to survive if you're in a natural disaster. So I think that's where it's a little bit more creepy, a little bit more scary. Like, you actually feel like there's a chance, and that little bit of hope also gives you something to lose. And versus, like, when you think about, like, Freddy versus Jason situation, someone invading my nightmares.
That movie.
Or, like, just Freddy in general. Like,
I don't know, man. I feel like in all scary movies, there's an easy solution to is shoot him with the fucking gun.
Yeah, I mean.
And, like, these movies take place, like, in the Midwest, in the South somewhere. I'm like, there's got to be a motherfucker that has a shotgun or a pistol or a rifle.
Yeah, but they're all too friendly. They're like, hey, you got some weird scars all over you, and you got a machete in your hand. You're, hi, neighbor. And then they let you in.
Let's hear about what some of our friends think on Letterboxd. All right, this one's by Maddie. 2.5 stars. 2004 was a simpler time, but Twink Jake Gyllenhaal and Americans illegally crossing into Mexico still remain politically, economically, and sexually relevant today. Yeah, man. I mean, it was pretty on the nose. You know, Americans going into Mexico for refuge.
Hey, that's actually a huge thing going on right now. Not for refuge, but
working from home.
They're loving fucking the Ciudad de Mexico. Like, they're fucking loving it. Yeah. There. Like,
I mean, who wouldn't, though?
Yeah,
I mean, honestly.
People are pissed about Mexican people moving into Mexico.
It's crazy because they're bringing up the prices for everything, and then they're just kind of like.
Gentrification.
They're literally like, oh, but we're getting paid in USD because we're fucking digital nomads.
Dude,
and now we're going
to. Dead ass, a real thing I thought about, like, a few years ago, like the last time I went to Colombia, we were looking at like apartments in Medellin, and it was insane. Like, I have a cousin who's moving there right now from Bogota, the capital, and she was telling me, she was like, oh yeah, she's like, you can live in like the high rises that are like in the nicest areas of Medellin, and your rent would be like $1,200.
Bro, honestly, that might be the move for some people. Like,
yeah, if you have a remote job,
the one thing though is
that
you still gotta pay taxes, which is
George, you're 1099, dude, you should do that.
Okay. Yeah, so
he is.
I've been thinking about it.
But now here's one thing. In the movie, it seems like very like, oh yeah, get over here, guys. Yeah, come to Mexico. It's cool, you know, whatever. But I feel like in real life, you'd be like, no.
Okay, now here's the real question.
No, I think Mexico would do it.
Would your partners follow you to a different country?
Yeah, she would.
I think so. I mean, with the impending doom, I don't think. I think we'd make a decision together.
Yeah,
I think without impending doom, I think she would go.
Yeah, I think we'd have to have a conversation.
Oh, you're talking about just a random move.
Yeah, like it does. It, like, no, like, I mean, just like, hey, you guys said, like, hey, this is the better situation. We're moving to a different
country. Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah. We've talked about moving states.
If it's because of like a natural disaster or something like that, the situation
is crazy. If it was a requirement, like if we couldn't find a house here or anything like that, like,
you won't. Our family. I won't.
I love California too much.
I love California too, but it's tough. But I mean, going back again, thank you for the review. And the big thing is, I don't know. I feel like I agree with you. It's crazy to think about this also, climate that we're at politically.
No, literally. Mm-hmm. Well, not just like, I mean.
Literally. Nice one.
Fuck. You were going to, he took my words.
You're too slow. You stuttered. You're stuttering.
About the climate. Yeah, no, but I think we should do something before it gets to this point, boys.
All right. Next review.
Alex. All right. Thank you, Maddie. That was a good one.
Just kidding.
Thank you, Maddie.
They got 149 likes on that review. Wow. Oh, sure. All right. This one's a 5-star by Karen Mancera.
Oh, man.
All right. This is going to be a little long, but I'll try to make it quick. This is the first Jake Gyllenhaal movie that I saw. I was 11 years old. I was obsessed with this movie, and I saw it every time it was shown on TV, just like you. I always thought he was cute. Young Jake is adorable. However, the main reason I became obsessed with this movie was because I thought the same thing could happen, and I was so scared about it. I'm still scared. A lot of parentheses in this. Global warming is real, and we are all doomed.
A little melodramatic.
You know who's really doomed? It's not going to be us. It's going to be our, like...
Yeah,
it's gonna three generations from now.
It's gonna be a few people. I mean, yeah. I honestly think that we have a duty to help prevent that for future generations.
Yeah, absolutely.
But honestly, so many people are selfish, ourselves included. I'm like, I don't think.
But I mean, it's the same thing as like it starts with us.
I'll use glass bottles instead of plastic when I can.
We can try, but honestly, it's the corporations that are messing things up. And as much as we want to save water,
corporate greed.
It's Taylor Swift.
There's not a lot that we can
dude,
do.
We should get Taylor Swift, man. To like,
Taylor Swift.
After the fifth jet, I get it. Yeah. But like the sixth one, come on.
Yeah.
It's just not necessary.
Yeah, you don't
need
to do
that. That's where we draw the line.
Yeah.
But this reviewer, Karen, she makes a good point about Jake Gyllenhaal. I think when he started his career, such as in Donnie Darko, he was a cute guy, you know, kind of unassuming. But then he became this like hunk, this masculine.
Yeah, like Southpaw and shit. Oh my God.
Southpaw.
You think that fucking guy is?
I mean,
Wait, what?
This guy was obsessed.
You think he's masculine, dude?
How are you kidding?
Yeah, I mean, have you seen photos of him in Roadhouse?
He looks insane.
I haven't seen him. Let me see.
I mean, I think
even
this
like
person
Southpaw,
was
like
obsessed
I said.
With this movie, but Gator was obsessed with Brokeback Mountain.
Brokeback Mountain.
It's like you fall in love with him at one of those stages. Donnie Darko, Brokeback Mountain, Day After Tomorrow. For Nick, it's Nightcrawler.
I measure my life to it.
Yeah.
No.
All right, next one. This one's by Brit, 3.5. I'm not even kidding you guys. This is what I thought was going to happen in 2012. I sat on my bed with my Twilight book clutched to my chest and prayed to a God I didn't even think was real. Crossing fingers emoji. 3.5
Jesus
stars.
Christ. Pray to a God that's not even real. Sure, I think we've all been in a situation where we're kind of like, we're actually genuinely worried for their life and be like, hey, I'll do anything. I'll pray
I will
to a
say
deity,
this,
everything that...
This is, as much as I like this movie, this is one of the fewer ones that I believe is going to happen. Like, I do think a San Andreas type accident is something that I believe way more than this.
No, yeah, I think the disaster itself, for me, that would be realistic that I'm scared the most about is nuclear warfare.
Yes.
I feel like that's
100%.
Well, I mean, sorry, that's
not natural, but
it's a
fucking disaster.
It's a disaster that humanity could legitimately cause, and that it might be a possibility in the future. I mean, I don't know if you guys have ever heard that situation that happened with those Russian submarines, that they got an alert that they were being hit, and they basically were about to launch counter missiles with nuclear warheads and hit the U.S. But one general decided that they wanted to double check and make sure it wasn't a false alarm. And because that general said no, they weren't able to flip the switches to send those fucking warheads. That would have happened. I think that could have been pending doom for
humanity. I bet you that wasn't the only close call we've encountered.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. You ever watch war games? Like, shit like that could happen, like, just because of the way technology
is. Maybe a movie review on the pod.
Even the most recent Mission Impossible and shit.
Dun,
yeah.
Dun,
no.
Dun,
for that, that's very real for me and horrific.
I think
the U.S. got something to like combat that shit.
I'm sure, but I agree with the review. I think that this movie, watching it young for sure, definitely sparked some of that feelings in me.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Britt. All right, this is the last one by Kizar Islam. 2.5 stars. I obviously did not watch this for the scientific inaccuracies, the bad acting, the shitty dialogues, American means heroes. Why is this always the case, or the sentimentalism? Why did I watch this 2.5 stars?
Well, one, the Americans make the movies. So
America!
That's what it is.
I feel like this is classic, you know, early 2000s kind of like, you know, hell yeah, America, we can do this kind of movie, you know?
No, definitely.
Well, I mean, like, you know, no disrespect to you, whoever you are, but like, as a person who isn't a fucking American, I'm not complaining that there's not enough fucking movies that Colombians are the protagonists made by Americans.
Same here as a Peruvian.
I could give two shits.
There could be an argument that Scarface was a protagonist to fucking Colombians.
I mean, there could be an argument.
Yeah, a degenerate drug lord.
I thought he was Cuban.
Yeah, he really made us look great.
Was he not Cuban?
Yeah, he was getting the coca from Colombia.
But yeah, he was making us look good because he was giving us money. Yeah. But I get the point of like, yeah, it sucks that it's always the same people. Like, I do like that this is a start of showing like different types of backgrounds and stuff in cultures. And like now that Hollywood is really trying to say like Americans don't have to be white. Like, you know, I know that some people are like unfortunately trying to fight this trend to show what Americans look like and that we all look like different people, including the people in this room. But I think that for now we just have to at least admit that the setting is America. Like, we could as much as...
New York.
When, like, the biggest problem, too, is, like kind of my argument to this shit is, like, you know how I would feel if Americans were trying to make a movie about my country? Like, I can't imagine how it would feel if they were trying to make a movie about the cultures and other people without, like, their permission. Like, it'd have to be a film writer or director or like, people who are native to that country or origin for me to even feel comfortable being like, oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
You know? Like, so, I don't know, like... I'm not going to argue against the shitty dialogue and some of the, you know, weather inaccuracies. This is of a time where we didn't fucking care about that shit as much as we do now. You know, we talk about Nolan's movies. We talk about a lot of different, like, great directors nowadays who take the time, even fucking Rick and Morty taking the time to hire the right people to really get some of the science down. Nowadays, you make this movie with the scientific inaccuracies, fucking, you deserve to get cooked.
Yeah. I mean, I think... Like you said earlier, you kind of changed my point. It's not really about the fucking accuracy of the film. It's more about what it's trying to portray. Hey, we don't do anything. This could be a very real threat to humanity and generations down the road. That's it. The science behind it is just kind of like, we don't have it all figured out. So fucking whoopty. At least we're trying to portray, you know, a certain image for it.
Exactly. So. Well, all right, you guys. I'm glad that we got a chance to do some fucking really unhinged shit and also some scientific shit and a bunch of other bullshit, but had fun with it.
This was a good one. I had a really good time.
Yeah. So
I think we should just let loose just a little loose, more.
You know?
Let Isaac say some other things.
Now you know the real us. Yeah. Except for Gator. He doesn't represent us as a whole.
Yeah.
No. I don't know. Nick said the fucking most outlandish shit I've ever
heard. I'm sure.
He got so upset. You got so upset.
I did get upset. Yeah. I'm not gonna lie.
You know,
hopefully, if you're still listening, you don't hate us, and you think some of this was at least funny.
And if you do hate us, you can direct your hatred directly at George.
I'm the moderator, so just let me know.
Yeah, just let him know. Again, curious about your guys' reviews. We can start around the room. Let's go with Alexis. What do you think about this film? What do you give this?
Dude, I'll just give it like a solid 6, bro. It's, you know, it's like one of those, you know, like one of those early 2000s movies, you know what I'm saying, bro? It's
you're like, so like, you know, like early 2000s, bro. Like, you're so there, bro.
It's like, I don't know, man. Like,
it was so, it felt like, good. Not enough. But
after about, you know, 20 years of maybe waiting to see this movie because I was so scared as a child, it wasn't that bad, so.
It wasn't that bad. I'm glad to hear that it lived up to.
6 out of 10.
Whatever you thought it was. What about you, George? Where are you at in this film?
I mean, there's a lot of takeaways that I really enjoyed, like the graphics, like I said. I can't believe it's this old and it aged this gracefully. There was a lot of things that I didn't like the inaccuracies, this fucking ad for pro-global warming that it's kind of being shoved down my throat, and the Wendy's, fuck Wendy's.
So don't be throwing our fucking future sponsors down the drain, George.
Just kidding, Wendy's, we love you. And then...
Pay us and we love you.
So anyway, I feel like it needed a little more for me. So I'm gonna give it like a, I think I'm with Alexis on this, a 6. It's not terrible, but
Isaac, where you at?
I think I gave it an 8.
What the fuck?
Hell yeah, brother. Hell yeah, brother.
You said America. Fuck yeah. Why?
Why? Dude, I
can tell you exactly why. Can I tell you why? Because this movie is rewatchable as fuck, and that's what he likes.
That's true.
That's one. Two, I have a really nostalgic memory of me watching it in theaters and like actually watching it like in a big projector. And I remember like,
so he ain't no scared.
Little beach. Well, you got taken to it. It's not like you're like, hey.
Nah, I was excited, dude.
He was in there just like, ah. I'm like, thank God.
Nah, but dude, like, I remember like leaving the theater in main place and like a fuck load of people. Like, I remember like that's like the fullest I've ever seen a theater in my entire life. Like, I've never, like, it was so hard to walk through. Like, I remember, like, no fucking Marvel movie.
Just whatever. A blockbuster.
Literally, dude. And, no, it did five times its money, dude.
This is definition of a blockbuster.
Yeah. It is, especially for that time, before, like, fucking...
Billion dollar movies.
Like, $1 billion was a common thing.
I mean, dude, when it came out, I was, like, 7. We were all around the same age. I still remember it now. Like, I'm telling you, that poster with the Statue of Liberty Frozen, like, that is engraved
iconic.
In my mind.
Yeah, there's iconic. Few iconic posters that are engraved in my head.
Man, that poster slayed.
Yeah. Keep... You, so now you went
even
from
though the movie I don't remember.
Now you're today 2024.
I'm just switching characters.
Yeah, there you go. I like it.
Alex, have you shown us a movie that wasn't in the 90s or below?
Well, Scott Pilgrim, I think.
Scott Pilgrim. Oh, but the Before trilogy.
But it was it,
only the second. Last, that was the second three. One. The second one was in 2004, I think, and then the third one was 2014.
Okay. Barely cutting off. Right,
so there you go.
But the majority
he has been saying that we're gonna do some newer movies. So,
but he made it. He made it there.
Yeah.
All right. For me, I think this one is a 7.5. I
say fuck you guys, man.
This is a good film. I mean, and. It's tough for me because I know like Dennis Quaid and nobody else in particular fucking killed it in this movie, like acting wise. I get that. Don't get me wrong, but I also feel like not every movie has to be acted by Oscar winning fucking like actors. You know, sometimes it can be shitty dialogue. Like, I can't wait for us to one day watch The Core for those of you guys who haven't seen it, because it's such a fucking good movie for such a shitty movie.
Well, you really like low rated movies.
I think
like,
I think you know what it is, George.
I mean, I don't mind it. Like, this movie, I actually quite enjoyed.
Yeah, I think it was fun. I think it's like I do enjoy like the Interstellars of everything. You know, like the really like
you like to go against the grain, Nick, and I appreciate that.
I wish I did. I'm a basic ass bitch. But no, it's
like Barbie.
I know. I fucking loved Barbie. Yes. Oppenheimer. I enjoyed Dune too. We
do the left. Let's do the left.
There you go.
Let's go, baby.
It's more important
dude,
for me that
watch us get a fucking copyright strike for that, dude.
I know, just for that laugh.
Just too fucking real.
Let Nick talk.
But it's just more important for me to understand the mindset when I'm watching a movie, and this is a very easy mindset. So it's a 7.5 for sure.
All right. Well, what was the overall rating?
Like, overall rating. We round up.
Seven.
Great. Solid. Ooh, 7.
Okay,
seven.
Baby. Okay.
And I think that's fair for a movie like this.
That's money, baby.
And I think
that's
if you've never seen it, I think you'd enjoy it.
Honestly, yeah. I think I watched it once, but watching it again, I was like, oh, this is not as bad as I remember.
Honestly, if you watch this movie in a dark room, big TV, loud as shit, you're fucking scared.
Yeah, you're scared. Yeah.
This is one of those movies that it needs to be part of a cinematic experience. So it's like some fucking surround sound, all that shit.
I'm telling you, dude, it was a great...
Imagine watching this in Dolby now.
Wow.
Like with the seat. Like, I remember watching Dune 2 recently,
like,
and with the vibrating on the fucking
scene.
Oh, the vibrating.
I gotta cut it. I'm too much weight.
They didn't even show the death. Motherfuckers.
You need to work on your moan, son.
I mean, help me out.
He's like, he said, let's get some practice in.
Yeah.
All right, so it's about that time. You know, we are 4 Guys, 1 Film, and you know where to find us on Instagram, Letterboxd, TikTok, everywhere. It's
all
just our name,
yeah.
4 Guys, 1 Film. You can also email us, you know, let us know what you think.
I don't think we've gotten a single email.
Yeah, comment, like, and subscribe.
We've never gotten an email.
Hit us up on Letterboxd. Yeah, that's where all you peeps are.
Yeah,
so
it's all Letterboxd for real.
We'll find you guys. We'll listen. We'll engage with you guys wherever you guys want to engage with us. But again, thanks again.
First
for
person
listening.
To email us, you're getting a plaque.
You're getting a plaque. That's a George guarantee. Make sure you write
it
to him.
George, you're doing
button.
That.
It's going to be a little button.
No, you said plaque. So you're going to fucking. George is funding
a
plaque.
All right, never mind. A button. A
like,
pin.
Like, we're
going
to go to a CNC machine shop and you're going to fucking print that out.
Yeah. No, it's going to be like a fucking button or something.
All right, we'll see if anybody actually does that.
We'll see what happens.
I'm curious.
But again,
4 Guys, 1 Film button.
Or you know what? We'll give you an engraved ring from Pandora.
Oh, my God.
What the
All right, that was not me. Fuck that shit.
Damn, George, why'd your voice sound a little different there? Yeah, that was interesting. But again, thanks you guys for listening. This has been Four Guys.
One Cup Film.
Oh, my God.